And now, here are some of the letters received at the evening news during the past week. Darius G. Laws from Nayland has a view on Labour's position on electricity pylons. I am disappointed and angry to read that the Labour Party are backing moves to destroy East Anglia's beautiful landscape with pylons. Rachel Reeves, Shadow Chancellor, has said it was time to get on with it, showing a total lack of respect to the people of East Anglia and North Essex. Parish councils, district councils, county councils and MPs of all parties have been working hard to resist these antiquated and fragmented pylons in favour of pressing for an offshore solution. Hard-working local MPs such as James Cartledge and Sir Bernard Jenkin are leading this battle, and I would urge Labour to revisit their position. These giant pylons would blight our landscape, and many of our quiet lanes can't cope with today's traffic, let alone the construction traffic required to build these monstrosities.
Kate Platt is asking for you to email your cinema memories. I wonder if any of your readers have memories of mobile cinema. This ran out of Cinema City for a couple of years around 1979. It was primarily organised and run by Dick Catt and Martin Platt and a band of volunteers with some funding from Eastern Arts. It visited the back rooms of pubs and village halls with a variety of films including Jaws, Rocky and The Go-Between. It visited Fakenham, Castleacre, Corpusty, East Harling, Aylsham, Lopham and Wells. There may have been other venues that your readers can tell me about. There is no record of mobile cinema, so I'm compiling what I can. This was in the days before people had video players in their home, so it provided a chance to see a film on the big screen without having to go to our major towns to the cinema. I would appreciate any information people are able to share with me. Her email address is platts1003@yahoo.com. That's platts1003@yahoo.com.
Graham Day from Stowmarket reminisces about the chef Dave Myers. I was saddened to hear of the passing of hairy biker Dave Myers from cancer at the age of 66. With his friend Cy King, they combined their love of biking and food into an unforgettable cookery program of many years. Together, they changed the landscape for these programs in a seismic way. Food preparation programs had moved from the instructional model of Fanny Craddock and Delia Smith to encompass celebrity chefs with sometimes crazy approaches, with the added embellishment of competitive MasterChef-type offerings. The Hairy Biker's approach was relaxed, informative and frequently more interesting as they travelled to different locations. Local traditions and local food sources were not forgotten. Both worked for the BBC, and I believe Dave once did a make-up for Adam Ant's appearance on Top of the Pops. I recall their first programme took them to the desert area of Namibia and Southwest Africa, a very entertaining and different location which was being used to test the format. His death will be missed by his family and by long-term friend Cy. His audience who will miss his infectious enthusiasm and easy style. Rest in peace, Dave. Your massive contribution to culinary excellence will go down in broadcasting history.
Jay Ray from Aylsham argues travel prices should be kept down. I heard on the news that the government are going to exercise their power to increase fines on parents who take their children out of school for holidays, out of school holiday periods. Well, perhaps it would help if the government were to exercise their powers by stopping travel companies and airlines from hiking their prices during these periods. Then parents wouldn't need to do what they're doing.
Our final letter from Jeff Crisp of East Runton asks, who is watching the dredgers? With all the talk of coastal erosion, has anybody looked into the amount of dredging that is carried out off the East Coast? I've been watching the amount of dredgers that dredge off our coast, about 9 both UK and Dutch ships, taking their haul to London and the Netherlands. I've used an app on my phone on which the ship's name and details are contained, and also track where they have been, and this shows they are working from Essex to Hull. The big question here, has anybody researched this? As we all know, you dig a hole in wet sand and the sides fall in. Is this where our beaches are going?